This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Alarm. 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 Alarm.
Day 3 aboard the Oz-9, and the crew is waking to the now familiar sounds of something on the ship going terribly wrong somewhere. Fortunately, they've all had a decent night's rest, thanks to finding the booze and the bunks. Unfortunately, not one of them knows the way back to the crew room or the bridge.
Alarm. 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 Alarm.
Ah, oh, crap. Alarm. Not again. Is this going to be a daily occurrence on the Oz-9?
Alarm. It's a terrible alarm. Instead of spurring me on to action, alarm. It sort of sucks alarm. All the will to live right out of me.
Alarm. All the idiots say Jesus.
Jesus!
Zing. Anyone know what's happening?
I do, alarm. If anyone's interested.
How about you kill that alarm first, before we all whip ourselves to get away
alarm.
From it?
And just like that, I feel the life force flowing back into me.
Hey, where's Leet? Don't tell me, he's headed back to a healer?
This time, it is completely not my fault.
We're gonna have to start charging him rent. What happened?
He was standing directly in front of a pod when it suddenly popped open. Banged him right in the nose.
Oh no! Leet's symmetry is in peril! I suppose that means my breakfast will be late again.
You know, you could learn how to use a microwave so Lee doesn't have to make your food for you.
Don't be ridiculous. Preparing meals is for peasant... give me a fire in a barrel in a steak. That was good enough for me, ma'am.
Blah, blah, blah cover story. Olivia, did you say a pod popped open?
Yeah, I was wondering when we might circle back round to that. It did, and the fellow inside is off roaming the ship. And I have some rather bad news.
Zombie?
Worse.
Murderer?
Worse.
He's not a clown, is he?
Do you mean, did some bloke get into his pod in full clown makeup and giant shoes? No. I'm afraid it's even worse.
It can't be.
Afraid so.
My god.
What? What?
Mime.
So some bloke got into his pod in full mime makeup.
And suspenders, yes.
Crap. What's up?
Oh, it's you. Thank god.
We'll do it next time we chat. Why is everyone so pale? Wait, was that another zombie in the pod? His face did look weird.
Worse, it was a mime. And now he's free and running around to the Oz-9.
Oh, that explains it. I had the weirdest feeling just now that someone was behind me doing everything I was doing.
Wait. Turn around very slowly.
Gasp!
What? What is it?
You've got a mime.
Get it off! Get it off!
Wait, just relax. Stand very still. It can't amusingly imitate your actions if you aren't doing anything. Just breathe and don't move.
Is it gone?
No, it's trying to free itself from an invisible box. It's rather good, actually.
Right? It's like there's really a box around it.
It's core strength. It's all about muscle control and a strong core.
Oh, that's really good. That's brilliant.
Oh, nice.
Is it gone?
No. Does anyone have some coins or small bills? It's the only way to get rid of them.
All I have is a 20.
Give it to me, quick, before it starts walking in a high wind.
Look, the box thing was good, but it's not 20 quid good.
I've got a 5.
Okay, Leet, you can relax. It's gone.
We're gonna have to do something about it. I don't have much cash.
Actually, it'll take care of itself.
Murder?
Exactly.
Murder? You're suggesting we kill it? That seems a bit extreme, surely.
MRDR, murder. Modified release dosage regimen. While in the pods, most of a passenger's bodily processes are shut down temporarily. As long as they stay in there, they receive a daily dose of all the minerals, vitamins, and other substances they need to stay alive. When they're ready to come out permanently, their natural systems are reactivated so they can process the vitamins, minerals, and whatnots normally.
But if a passenger comes out of the pod prematurely...
They can't process food or even oxygen very well. It's why Lady Nibblebiscuit went downhill so fast.
Why didn't that happen to any of us?
The shutdown process takes 24 hours, and doesn't start until at least an hour after takeoff, to be sure the launch was successful.
Hang on, we only woke up in the first half hour because the Dolce & Gabbana wing melted down. What if there was an emergency on, say, day 4 and you had to wake us all up?
I guess I'd hope the emergency took less than 12 to 24 hours to fix.
And then we'd all go back into our pods until the next one?
Yeah, all right.
Olivia?
Oh, all right. Pods don't have in-and-out privileges. If you hatch prematurely, well, there's a reason there are 47 complete crews aboard this ship.
And each one is disposable, like paper towels?
That's why you woke us up so fast. So the shutdown of our organs wouldn't have time to happen.
Possibly.
You saved our lives. I knew you were some kind of guardian angel.
Except for the 800-plus passengers who died when you boosted the Tanners in the Dolce & Gabbana wing.
It's not my... actually, that one sort of is my fault. I got a bit overzealous. But I needed a real emergency.
So are you the one telling the repair bot to destroy the pods?
Absolutely not. I don't need help destroying my own passengers and ship, thank you very much.
That's comforting.
Hang on. Someone's trying to connect on the comms. Shall I patch them through, Madeline?
Actually, could you just lead us all to the bridge? Fun as it is having this conversation in a corridor, I think I'd like to sit down.
Follow the doors.
Why couldn't she have led us to the bunks on the first night?
Colin, when you finally found your way to the bunks through this maze of a ship, what did you eat when you got there?
Jeez, why?
Leet, what did Olivia tell you she used to do before she came to Gated Galaxies?
Work with lab rats. Why?
Would you care to ask her why she didn't just guide us to our bunks, Colin?
No, I don't think I would, actually.
Thought not.
Incoming!
Jesus!
Anyone else wishing they were with Crew 47 instead of Crew 1?
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The scariest part of this whole conversation? Madeline's crew is not Crew 1. As Crew 7 makes its way to the bridge, on the alert for a mime sighting, I thought I'd fill you in on a few details. According to G2's Scientific Ethics Division, Jeremy, the modified release dosage regimen is not, strictly speaking, necessary. The FitTech stasis pods are capable of mimicking the body's natural circulatory, digestive, cardiovascular, lymphatic, and excretory systems without having to shut down any bodily functions or organs. But G2's advisory board opted for murder to eliminate the risk of passengers emerging from pods and taking over the ship. The fact that the passengers are even less capable of running the ship than the crew provided little comfort. According to the G2 VP of sales, quote, "It only takes one rich geezer making a phone call home to screw the pooch that laid the golden egg."
Gah! It's here! It's here!
Where? Where is it?
Over there in the corner, pretending to be a tea party!
Is that what he's doing? I thought it was pulling on a really long rope.
Oh, yes. I see it now.
That is a really long rope. Where do you suppose the other end is? Crew room?
At least. Rope that long, it might go all the way to the memory storage, maybe even further. Looks heavy.
Not a real rope, boys.
Are you sure?
Yes, he's just a really good mime.
Comms are on. Sounds like Jesse.
Oz-9, do you read? It's urgent.
We're here, Captain Jesse. What's up?
So, you remember what you were recently telling me about my crew?
The warning from the reporter? Was he right?
Possibly.
What you got there?
Not sure. Some kind of sandwich. Found a bunch of machines down on M-Deck. They're a little stale, but not bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I interrupting your lunch? No, please. You carry on with your brown swagger and Wonder Bread special with a gherkin, 3 olives and ranch dressing for dipping on the side. I'm sure my near-death emergency can wait.
I can eat and listen at the same time.
Unless you're eating those kettle crisps, the ones that get all folded over. Those things are incredibly crunchy.
Oh, right. Those are awesome. I have to go easy, though. They totally tear up the inside of my mouth.
Boys.
Sorry.
Hey, look, the mime is making a sandwich.
I'm gonna go with peanut butter and jelly.
You're mad. That's not peanut butter and jelly.
It's actually bologna and cheese.
Sure it is. See how he's getting frustrated because the peanut butter is tearing up the bread?
That could be anything.
Ha! Opening the jelly jar. Told ya.
He's actually peeling the plastic wrapper off the cheese.
All right.
Boys!
Sorry!
My turn yet?
Carry on.
So there may have been something to what that reporter was saying. I think my crew may be targeting me.
What happened?
I woke up to an alarm this morning. One of our pods had gone dark.
One!
One what? One what? What's she saying? Is it about me?
I know. I feel terrible. I went to check it out. It was empty. It had been forced open.
Forced? You sure?
Aye. There was a pry bar on the ground next to it, and some very wet footsteps leading away.
Maybe your crew got bored and thought out someone to play with.
You must be joking. Is that what happens on your ship?
Of course not. Ignore him. Why do you think it has something to do with you?
I checked the bill of lading. That pod contained Alphonse Le Sauvage, otherwise known as Le Bichon Frise.
Le Bichon Frise? Like the little white dog?
Have you never heard of the notorious Bichon Frise?
It's a small white dog. Quite sweet, actually.
They thought out a dog?
What? No. Shut up. Maybe. We don't know yet. Shut up!
No, not the little white dog. The notorious French assassin. I had no idea that bastard was on my ship, or I'd have moved this pod to an airlock just in case.
His surname is the Savage, and he went with the Bichon Frise?
It's possibly you're getting hung up on the wrong things here. I'm telling you, there's a deadly assassin at large on my ship, and he's coming for me.
Can Dick track him?
No, or at least he says not. I'm telling you, I have no idea who to trust, but that crap cockney bastard of an AI is at the top of my list.
An AI wouldn't need a crowbar to open a pod, just saying.
Isn't he listening in on this conversation?
I'm not an idiot, Mad Pants. I'm in the baked beans room.
The baked beans?
How can we help?
I might need a jolly holiday after all. on the nine?
Man, I've got to learn Japanese so I can talk to her.
Is that seriously what you think we're speaking? Have you ever actually heard a foreign language?
Is that possible? How would you get from the 6748 to here?
We maneuver the ships as close as we can. I put on a spacesuit, pop myself out the nearest airlock to you, then use the venting system of the suit to steer to your open airlock.
Venting system?
All right, you flunked out before we got to this bit. The suit's venting system clears out the built-up carbon dioxide, as well as other undesirable gases.
Undesirable gases? Y'all eat that many baked beans on your ship?
Look, the point is, it can also act as propulsion. It should be enough to get me from my ship to yours, if we pull in pretty damn close.
Why not just hole up for 24 hours and let the murder protocol do its thing?
Yeah, well, bit of a prob there. He was never shut down. It looks like the pod wasn't even really sealed, just sort of glued together to pass inspection. Not that there was one. What do you say, Mad Pants? Save a life for old time's sake?
As long as we're clear, the Oz-9 has a captain, and that's me. Olivia, is this doable?
I reckon we can make it happen. As long as Captain Haggis over there understands that everything on this ship is hands-off. Controls, comms, leads, all of it. Tell her to put her ship on autopilot. I'll control the 6748 from here.
You don't think Dick'll object?
I don't think Dick will know what hit him. There are advantages to being Dr. Friedrich's favorite.
What's happening?
It looks like Captain Hottie will be joining us on the Oz-9 for a bit.
Really? Woot! I have to go lift stuff. I want to be at maximum expansion when she gets here.
To go with your maximum density?
Olivia, how long before I can hightail it out of here? It's a bit too quiet on this ship.
Be at your airlock 78 in 30 minutes. I should be able to trigger your door. I think I can get the gap between our ships pretty close, but, you know, take a deep breath just in case.
Right. Very comforting. One more thing. That bloke's been pulling on the same rope since we started this conversation. Why the hell do you have a rope that long on your ship?
Not a real rope. We've got a mime.
A mime? Oh, hang on a sec. Just out of curiosity, how close is the R644?
Too far. You'd never make it, not with their AI Basil faulty steering.
Damn. Look, maybe we should reconsider this whole thing. I mean, how bad can an assassin named after a curly lap dog be?
114 confirmed kills and 6 maimings. He's murdered people using houseplants, paperclips, and plush toys. And he once drowned a socialite in her own salad dressing. 0 arrests. No one's even entirely sure what he looks like. Oh, and the last guy he finished off died from a decongestant overdose.
How do you overdose on a decongestant?
I'll spare you the details. No, I won't. Here's a photo.
That's horrible!
Hey, look, the mime's pretending to go into total organ failure. Nope. That's the real thing.
Joe?
On it.
Airlock 9, I think. The same one Jesse's coming in. Might do a twofer if we're opening the doors. Aim for the mine, Captain Jesse. We'll catch you.
I can hardly wait.
So, she is preparing to escape my clutches, eh? Unacceptable. I think I know a way to keep her in my sights. And my hair crosses.
As Captain Jesse prepares for an indefinite stay aboard the Oz-9, other preparations are also underway aboard the 6748. Preparations that include gaffer tape, those kettle-baked chips that really tear your mouth up, and some decongestant. Will Jesse make it off her ship in time? Will she reach the relative safety of the Oz-9? Has anyone ever said safety and Oz-9 in the same sentence that didn't also contain the words complete lack of? Today's episode was brought to you by Desperate Measures Decongestant, the heavy-duty nasal irrigation system guaranteed to leave your sinuses mucus-free and begging for mercy. Find Desperate Measures Decongestant wherever your favorite industrial solvents are sold. You've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Joe, Richard Cowan as Leet, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Bonnie Brantley as Jessie. Introducing Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Be sure to subscribe to Oz 9 on your favorite podcatcher and check out our website, oz-9.com. Follow at Oz 9 Podcast for announcements of new episodes, merchandise, events, and recommendations of other podcasts you might just love.
Just not as much as you love us, or else.
Carry on, Space Monkeys. Narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So scream me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.